Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
15% of brides, 18% of grooms say they get drunk, say that they got drunk at their wedding.
That's it?
Really? I think we got 100% here.
Yeah, I was.
No. I had one beer.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How about you, Pete? You were getting there.
Nobody was sober at his wedding. Yeah, nobody.
Yeah. My wife was pregnant, so she wouldn't. She was sober, but I was hammered.
Yeah, anybody drinking booze was,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the bartenders poured them right.
Mm-hmm. I got drunk at your wedding. I got drunk at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up getting drunk at Puss's wedding.
I think people are lying. It's 18%. I know people try to stay
18% of grooms, 15% of brides. Now, maybe there are some people who say, I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking.
Right.
True.
That's the key to that one. So it's got to be closer to 50%, I would think. But yeah, a lot of weddings people don't have alcohol because somebody's a drunk and they can't serve it. Or
they do it at the church that doesn't let them.
Yeah, one side of the family's a bunch of sober people, and that's a boring wedding. Gotta hate weddings.
Oh, yeah, there was not much alcohol at my niece's wedding.
Yeah, well, that's right. That must have been just a brutal.
But you smuggled in?
Brutal.
No, because it was a morning wedding.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, so.
They had to move it.
It's a Monday morning wedding, too, wasn't
it? Yeah.
It was all Jesus-y,
right? You say that like
right?
It should stop you from drinking.
It was all Jesus-y,
yeah,
right?
Good point. Very Jesus-y.
You had to drive that day to get the hell out of there, right?
I did. Yeah. It was done by noon, and you know, I was in Steamboat by 2 o'clock.
And you guys get married again. Make sure it's a drunk thing.
Well, that won't be a problem.
No, you're right.
19% said some guests found a love interest at the event.
Well, somebody you bang.
No, they found a bridesmaid.
And they had sex. Well, bridesmaids are there to get action, too, by the way. So let's not make it sound like, you know.
Yeah, was there any action at your wedding? I don't recall.
Nah, everybody's too old for that there. But when I'm talking about the weddings when everybody's in their 20s.
Yeah.
Guys hook up with bridesmaids all the time. All the time.
I never heard any stories from mine, but I had to, because we had our reception at a casino.
I got laid at your wedding.
And hotel, yeah, I did too.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, you never thanked me, by the way.
Oh, that's right. It was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, you said you weren't drunk. The date rape drug.
But there
that
was a
counted.
There was a club and a casino in that building that everybody left to go to after the reception.
Yeah. I think we had a room. I don't remember.
Somebody had to hook up at that thing.
I don't know.
I had a first wedding and.
You had a first wedding?
One of the groomsmen hooked up with one of the bridesmaids.
Yep.
And I was drunk. How about you, Craig? Were you drunk at your wedding?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were married in the 80s. We didn't know you then.
No.
Was it a wedding?
Yeah.
Was it a dinner and everything?
Oh, a whole bit.
But there was booze?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably was this lovely woman. I still get him. This is like the the unicorn, Craig's ex-wife. We've never met her, man. And we've heard she's in the area, probably listening right now.
And on other subjects, she shares fond memories of that wedding.
Fond memories of that wedding, I'm sure she has. Whoa, like that. Like Petey just ripping one right there.
I'm with Petey.
Yeah. I was speaking for Craig there.
Yeah, you were. Petey's ass was speaking for Craig there.
Yeah, I'll take that.
How much I think about her and that wedding.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyone else.
Yeah. 9% of the couples married had a former lover or significant other attend their wedding.
That happens a lot. I think it happens a lot, especially older people. Or people that had boyfriends and girlfriends that were in high school, and then now they're still friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that happens.
You know, at some point, 9%, what are you going to do?
I think if it's somebody that's 9% is not that much, though.
No, it's
really
not.
I mean, I think some people obviously don't want their...
And I imagine someone said, I'm going to have to put no on that one. She's looking over my shoulder.
It all depends on how current it is. I mean, people get old. I dated that person in high school, so who cares?
Did you?
Some people did.
That was there was a girl at the I dated in high school. Was at my wedding. Yeah, yeah. But we weren't like in love in high school. We just hung out, and I've been friends with her ever since. And her and her husband, they've been together. And this is old. We were old.
No exes in my wedding.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of small town stuff. You know, groom's best friend hooks up with one of his old girlfriends.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I'm sure that happens.
They show up at the wedding.
Yeah. Well, you see, the small town.
I was at a wedding. Do this one. This isn't. This is a glory day story. I was at a wedding once where I banged the bride. 5 months later.
Oh.
That was cool because her and the guy she was marrying broke up. I was friends with both of them. They ran a bar in my hometown. And we used to hang out there all the time. So I was invited to the wedding. And they were married. And 6 months later, they filed for divorce. And then I had sex with her. He found out, but he didn't care because he dumped her. So it didn't matter. But that was kind of cool. You ever been to a wedding where you actually banged a bride?
No.
Not later? Your wife. Later.
No.
Well, because it's not doesn't really happen. It was just the stars aligned.
They did.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, she regretted that, though.
Unlike most women, revel in it.
No, most regret it.
And wear it as a badge of honor.
He did say badge, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, here's his whole story. Here's what happened, too. This guy, I assumed he might have known, because her and I just hung out a little bit, maybe a couple weeks. It was no big deal. I assumed he might have known, and I know he divorced her, and he moved on with somebody else, but I went to his bar maybe like a month or two after this whole thing went down, and he was at the front. It was a big bar. We used to hang out with bands, and he goes, "Hey, Tyler, what's up?" He goes, "Hey, man, you banged my ex-wife." He said that to me, and he was a big guy, and I'm thinking, and I didn't see his face. I'm thinking, oh, this is it. He's going to beat my ass. Nah, no big deal. I don't care.
How did he?
You weren't the
out?
Only one.
Was right. She bragging?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was she bragging?
No,
probably.
No. Thank you, Todd. Bragging. Todd's always back.
Yeah, Todd's like Todd said earlier.
Todd's got my back.
Well, you know, like Todd said earlier, the badge of honor.
Very the badge of honor. Very awkward situation for everybody involved.
Yeah. So she must have been bragging.
Yeah.
In order for him to find out.
Well, probably just like, right. She had to tell him because I didn't tell anybody. Not him.
Okay. This one sounds small town. Andrew on the email. Yeah. One of my ex-girlfriends was a bridesmaid. Another ex was our DJ.
Well, that's probably a guy that dated a girl and then ended up dating her friend.
Probably.
And marrying a friend.
Probably.
And I bet you that happens a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of places because you just, that didn't work out with that friend and you hooked up with somebody else and then that worked out.
Yeah, you see that all the time. Small towns, like people just date around the same circles until they find one and
right.
then stop.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, it's musical chairs.
It's a big game
musical
of
brides.
Duck goose. Right.
Plus, the circles aren't that big to begin with.
No.
Music stops, you just sit on your bride.
Yeah.
Right. Been the other way around, though? As the, I'll take the, a woman should call. It's like one of the her ex-boyfriends was like a groomsman or the best man.
We haven't heard that one
yet. Yeah, I want to hear this one. As if the bride slept with both the guy she married and the best man. Not that night, because that's a swinger's
wedding. Best man?
Yes.
Well, that could be a brother, for instance.
Or just his buddy that she was with before, you know. I bet you that's happened in small towns.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Hey, you mind if I call her?
Right. Who was your best man, Craig?
My dad.
Okay, so he didn't bang your wife, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry, I was going to use a example. My dad was my best man too, so
that helps.
He didn't get nothing.
That we know of.
That's true.
Yeah, that we know of.
Never underestimate golden tongue.
Right, right. And my son was my best man at the second one.
Yep. He didn't get. Anything.
He didn't get jack.
And 4% of married couples said that their best man had insulted someone during his toast.
I've seen some guys in their 20s give that toast that are really inappropriate because they're just dumbass kids. As people got older, I've seen better toasts because people are adults. Have you seen the 20-year-old guy, the 25-year-old guy give a drunk toast at a wedding? That's it.
Yeah.
Remember the time? Like you see embarrassed parents in the crowd.
Yeah.
Go, oh my God!
You know the language.
This is crazy,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Man, he was crazy before he met her, man.
I've seen. Oh, I know.
He had to go to the clinic every week.
Yeah. I told him it never worked out. She was going to be put a lot of weight on or something. She's not there yet.
Jim, you were there.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the speech of Tommy Boy.
I've seen some. Yeah, I hadn't had. I didn't have to. I think I gave a toast to my college roommate. I was his best man. And I don't remember being. I've probably said something stupid. I know I said something stupid, but not as. I've seen some more stupid stuff. I was all kind of speeded up and drunk that day, so I don't remember much.
No.
Yeah.
I remember a buddy of mine at one of the weddings, he was the best man. And
But that's it. It's the screaming, yeah, you were so crazy when you were single yesterday.
He was so smashed, and we couldn't believe this guy was getting married, and it was pretty cool. And, like, I think 16 candles, I think, where, you know, dong.
Oh, yeah.
And he just starts going, Maddie!
He just starts doing some big.
Yeah, like a bit that maybe two of us got. And then he, like, dropped the mic, and everyone's just like, like,
and that was just toast?
Was looking around. Yeah. Married!
Man.
All right. It's great. The parents had no clue what was
happening. I know.
I mean, it's just like, wow.
That's what I see, like, a lot. When there's been a lot of those in your 20s and getting married. The guy's always that way because he's always drunk, the best man. It's his day.
Right.
It's his day.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's the crazy guy. Did your dad get all drunk at your wedding and cheer? Yeah. Craig used to be so crazy.
No.
And he hooked up. Man, have a good night, man. Then he hands you a rubber right there.
No.
Right. Here's a, don't say my name.
Craig says no, like it's an obvious, like he has to say no.
I banged my friend's husband 1 year after his wedding to my girlfriend. They had broken up by then. I'd also slept with my husband's cousin and brother separate occasions before we were married.
Man, the music was playing. It's great. Now, I'm trying to, I need a diagram again. Do the first part again. I banged what now?
Friend's husband, a year after the wedding, to her girlfriend.
They broke up. Oh, so like what I did. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, kind of your situation.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Also, then, yeah. With
did the girl ever find out, though?
I'm giving you all the information I have. Husband's cousin.
Just refused to answer me. I like Craig better. I refused to answer.
Before they were married.
What was the second one now?
Husband's cousin and his brother.
Before.
Separate occasions before.
And they were both married. At the wedding?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
You gotta go.
She's fun. That girl's fun, man.
Yeah. All right, Chris, quickly.
She's fun.
Chris, go ahead.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
All right, Chris.
So, when I was 19, I got married to this gal about the same age. Uh-huh. She ended up leaving me about 5 months later for the pastor who performed the ceremony, who was like 32.
Were you kidding me?
Wow,
man.
No. She left you. I'm not.
So, the pastor married you and then hooked up with her.
Yeah.
Was he a regular at your church? Was he the pastor at your church then or something?
Oh, no, he kept floating between them because he kept getting kicked out of churches.
So he kept staying in touch with her, obviously, right?
Oh, God, this was like 30 years ago.
Either way, though, did they stay together?
No.
All right.
No. Was this,
they were together for like a year. Yeah.
Small town USA?
Oh, yeah. Dude. Small town Texas.
Did you ever beat the hell out of him? You should have.
In the name of God.
He doesn't care.
Punch him and yell this.
Suck it, Jesus.
There you go.
Not right. Worth it.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Craig, man. I don't even play that anymore. I just point to Craig. He just says it.
Yeah. Seems most of that weirdness goes on in the real America.
Your Tool headquarters. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.